Hey, but who we got? We got my man on the line?
Who we have, Evan? What she said? Sound like she...
Who's on the line with us? Is Chris on the line?
It is me.
Is that you, Chris, big baller?
Hold up, Chris.
How y'all doing, fellas? Morning.
Good morning, you know what, Kevin? Morning. You know, Kevin laughing doing? At you, Chris. I don't care about him laughing. I'm doing great. Kevin, I don't care that Kevin's laughing at you. Because you did say your boys are going to lose. Or did you say they were going to win?
I said Warriors in seven.
He did say Warriors. No, I'm talking about Houston, right? Yeah, you did. You did say Warriors in seven.
He called Warriors in seven.
Even though he worked in Houston, he called Warriors in seven, which was a good game. I just think that if Chris Paul probably would have played, it might have been a different story, man.
Don't matter.
I still say the Warriors would have won. It would have just been a better series. They wouldn't have ran away with it in the second half like they did in game six and seven.
Injuries don't matter. If Iguodala would have paid, it would have been over in five.
Oh, here we go again. Now, Chris, since you're the reporter, okay, you're the guy that's covering the thing. Tell them what's going on here with this upcoming series in the Houston Rockets, not the Houston Rockets, but the darn Golden State Warriors
versus the LeBron
and the
James.
Cleveland Browns. Not even the Kiva Cavaniers, the Cleveland Browns. Well,
the Cleveland LeBron James.
The Cleveland LeBrons. What's going on with that, Chris?
Well, I hope it's the rest of the short-lived series will be competitive like game one was, but that kind of depends on Iguodala's health as well, because without him, the Warriors' offense and defense isn't as good as it probably can be. LeBron scored 51 in game one, and they had a great chance to win the game. You know, J.R. Smith did a J.R. Smith. But George Hill missed that second free throw.
I was going to say he missed a free throw.
Put him up by one. So, you know, that's all part of it. You know, but Kevin Love played well. He had, 20 and 12, something like that. Mm-hmm. So Cleveland had a chance to win. The Warriors got it together in overtime and won. But I just want the series to be competitive. So that's the thing I want.
Well, yeah, but the key thing, even before all of that happened, everybody focused on that JR. Those referees had a lot to do with the outcome of that game. Usually they don't be involved like they were, but that not calling that a charge when LeBron obviously was in front of Durant way before Durant even came. Durant ran him over, and they made the right call on the court.
I thought it was a block.
Yeah. Oh, you thought it was a block?
The bottom line, it don't matter.
You go with the call on the court, don't you? Why would you go to a replay and change it?
Replay that one.
No, you don't need replay for that.
But it was a block.
I mean, the bottom line is, man, it don't really matter. Because what happens is this. You have to deal in the moment. You can't be worried about what happened 2 minutes earlier, 3 minutes earlier. Mm-hmm. George Hill, he was supposed to hit the shot. Okay, and the bottom line is LeBron took him to the finish line and his teammates did not get him over the finish line. That's the bottom line. J.R. Smith did some stupid stuff. Nobody's talking about Tyronn Lue, who should have called somebody over and said, look here, if he misses the second shot and we get the rebound, call timeout immediately. He didn't do that. Nobody's saying nothing about that. See, so
he didn't even need it, but that would have been the wrong thing to do, Kevin, because when he got the rebound, he could have put it right back up and in and won the game.
Right,
why would you call a timeout?
You don't want to call no timeout.
You want to get the basket and win the game, be
right. Right, but I'm
– you calling wrong coaching right there, man.
You told the man to do something wrong.
Are you sitting there watching the game, too? I wonder what your basketball IQ is, too, man.
Not necessarily. Because the bottom line is this, man. First of all, you're trying to get the player to believe he's going to make both shots. That's the first thing you're trying to do is get him to believe he's going to make both shots. But if he misses the second shot, now, if he would have gone straight back up, that would have been fine. But the thing is, you got about 4.5 seconds. If he misses that shot, we're taking the time out.
Okay.
We're getting it in LeBron's hands.
That's good. But time out. I want to hear from Chris. I'm listening to you. I want to hear from Chris. Chris, what's your view on this bad boy, homie?
I think Kevin initially is, I agree with him, but once JR got the rebound, JR should have gone right back up with it because I don't see the benefit of calling timeout allowing the Warriors defense to get set.
They'll get settled, right?
Just go up with the shot, you make it a miss, and then you live with it. But in a timeout situation, Golden State can set the defense accordingly.
Okay.
And that probably lessens the chance of getting a good shot.
Now, Kevin, hold on for a second.
If you call time out, you don't have the J.R. Smith blunder.
But Kevin, hold on for a second, okay? And I think everybody's missing this, right? The person to me that's not showing up in anything lately is Kevin Durant. I don't care what nobody say. Yeah. I don't care what nobody say.
He's kind of floating around.
Kevin Durant is looking like Kevin Chump. He is looking like, you know what? I'm just going to let these other guys play ball.
Yeah.
I'm happy to have one ring. And if I don't ever get another ring in life, I'm okay with that. To the point where in the Houston game, I'll say this again, my man called him aside, Steve Kerr, said, listen, homie, I play with the best. Trust your teammates. He didn't do that. In the series opener, he looked like he just ain't into the game. I don't know what they got to do with him.
No, I think he's injured. I think he's playing hurt.
I don't think so.
He looks like he's playing hurt because he doesn't have that.
He don't have the swag. And I'm telling you, it was an article. Listen,
he scored damn near 30.
Listen. It was an article in Yahoo Sports, because you know I read Yahoo Sports. Mm-hmm. Article said that he looked like he's settling. He doesn't look like I want it. Give it to me. He don't look like that MVP, like that thirsty dude.
I think he's scared, man. LeBron taking it to another.
But I don't think it's that.
This is a LeBron we have not seen yet. Like
players, come on. Hold on for a second. I'm gonna make you laugh right quick. Now check this out.
Check this out now,
Chris. You know this. Yeah, Chris.
Nate, Kevin, and I agree with you to a point, but KD still had 26, 9, 6, and 3 blocks in that game.
Okay.
He didn't shoot well, but he still put up great numbers. 26 points, 9 boards, 6 assists.
Okay.
Thank you.
But is he playing D?
Almost 30.
But Jalen asked, is he playing D?
He's not playing no defense.
So when LeBron get 100, you get 26. I mean, come on.
Last year, when KD played LeBron, he was a defense.
He was on him.
He was
this
a beast.
Year, he was like, oh my God, LeBron is on enough. I don't want no parts. And that's that.
And
that's
you can see the fear
about.
In his face. That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
Right, but LeBron
is taking it to all. I don't think people are really giving him a lot of credit.
Listen, dude, I'm going to tell you the reason. Hold up, barbershop talk. Listen, hold up. This is why he got mad at my boy, Steph Curry. He got mad at Steph because Steph said to him, he blocked the shot. He go, yo, the game's over. He said, I don't care, I'm playing today. And he said, nah, you just mad because you scoring damn near 60 and you're going to lose. And then he goes, F you. I saw that. He said, you're going to score 60 and y'all going to lose. And then Clay was like, well, y'all going to score 60 and y'all still going to lose. So for him, it's like, I'm doing everything and they still telling me I'm going to lose. Hey, what else I got to do? Dude. You got to go to the Knicks.
Again, I go back to, man. That's his teammate.
You got to go to the Knicks. Point, you like how I did some, that, right, George? You got to go to the
point,
Knicks.
At some point in time, man, you have – what does Steve Kerr tell Kevin Durant? You
got
to trust the teammate.
Got your teammates.
At some point in time, your teammates have got to step up. And the reason that I say you call timeout immediately if you get the rebound, because if you get the rebound, yeah, the Warriors set their defense. Okay, that's all great, fine, and dandy. But we're going to get the last shot. And we don't have the stupidity of a J.R. Smith dribbling the ball out and then throwing it to George Hill.
We will get the last shot. Hold on for a quick
second.
Before we go to break, Kevin. It's amazing how I called the sports reporter and you freaking dominate the segment, but you stay right there. Doug is on the line. He thinks we're missing a key point. Doug, what point are we missing?
What you're missing is simply is you play with what you have. No excuses, period.
So you play with what you got to play with.
You play what you play with, and whatever the outcome is the outcome. However, what Cleveland did with Kevin Durant was steal a blueprint from Houston, force Kevin Durant to do more ISO plays, and there's no movement on Golden State. Every time Golden State has solid movement, there's always an easy basket.
Oh, man, okay. He just broke that bad boy down.
He just broke that down.
Yeah, okay, Doug.
He just came through the door.
Doug, you in the barbershop, brother. I don't know why you just come get chopped up in person. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Chris, you're going to give us your prediction for today's – and I got people here saying sweep, and I don't know about all of that. That's Eric. He's probably on them damn Oxycontins. We'll be right. Hey, man, so, Chris, we're back here for a quick second. Well, we're not even a quick second. We got some minutes going on. So the game is tonight. my man Eric's calling the broom. Get the broom.
What Jalen Rose say?
Now, Jalen over here, Jalen, what do you say, Jalen? Because you've been like Silent Dan all damn day. What do you say?
I mean, I gotta agree with Eric. I'm really
thinking
it's gonna be a clean sweep.
Whoa!
If
they don't pull it off tonight,
yeah, man. This is without Iguodala.
Okay.
KD not stepping up to check LeBron, but look, Iguodala's not scared. So as soon as he get back in the lineup, then LeBron, then the Cavs really don't got no chance.
Whoa, okay. What you say, Georgie?
Oh, I got Cleveland winning at least one game. I think four games to one. That it really hurt him last night, the Thursday night with. Because JR is just so stupid. We
Why
saw
him
do
him
he
man?
Did this
don't
because
stupid.
But, well when you see his
he
bio
can't
though.
He super making on $1 million. He got to be smart someplace.
With his bio, if you watch his bio one that they show every now and then on the Yes Network and some of these other networks, when he was in high school and he was driving and he ran the light and crashed and killed his best friend.
No.
His mom says he's never been the same since his best friend that he grew up with died. Yeah,
wow,
at the end of the, yeah.
I didn't know that, man.
Yeah, his mom said he just, you know.
He's
not
so
the
he's
JR
not
that she remember from before
so not,
that accident.
Yeah, right,
he
okay.
Just, his mind kind of just
wanders.
And you could see somebody wandering. He didn't look up at the clock and see
didn't
that.
Didn't even
that,
look
that,
at the
that,
clock.
Didn't
so
look.
He thought they had more time. And like you.
No, he just thought, it was,
Ty,
they were ahead. Thought they were ahead.
Played as if they were up. That's it.
All right, man.
That's why Ty Lue should have told somebody to call timeout if he missed it.
So, Chris, you're the resident expert, bro. I got these amateurs talking four games. Sweep. You're the guy that's living in the locker room. What do you say, Christopher?
Oh, I wish it weren't a sweep, but I'm going to say a sweep.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, you're not agreeing with these guys. You're not agreeing with the rookies over here. Look, and you should see Jalen face. Hey, I'm telling you, it's going to be a sweep. Brooms,
man. If the rookies are right, the rookies are right. You know, I think the Warriors are a better team.
I don't know, man.
The big hope is no Iguodala, the Cavs' chances improve to win. So they got to win tonight. Well, I mean, obviously, we don't know if he going to play at all because he hasn't put on the court for a while. So there's a chance he could be out for more games than just game two and the previous ones. But I'm going Warriors sweep.
Okay, now they also say that. Now listen, now they also say that Klay Thompson has a high ankle sprain. So if Klay has a high ankle sprain and he doesn't play,
no, he's still going to play.
He's questionable for tonight. So yeah, that makes a big difference.
Right.
So that
makes a big difference, Chris.
Oh, that's a big difference.
And that's a huge difference. But he's still
clearly,
him
if Klay doesn't play, that adds to it. That puts more pressure on KD.
Right.
That's both ends of the floor.
Yeah. He got to play both ends of the floor. I mean, like you just can't have the dude just walk through and just score 60 on you like that. I mean, like, I know he was in the zone coming past half court and shooting, but there were times when nobody's, like, literally guarding him. I'm like, come on, fellas. Somebody, like, put a body on him or just something. Hack him or something.
Yeah.
You know, grab his ankle, bite him. Do something. You just can't let him, like, just drop 50, even though you know you're going to drop 120.
But one thing that's amazing me this year is, and I haven't seen LeBron do it much, but his shooting is just
it's amazing.
He's letting you know.
He can get hit that basket. Remember his shooting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
His game has improved exponentially. I mean, if there's anybody who really has improved their game, like in their 30s, like for real, as a basketball player, in terms of the Pantheon, me watching basketball a little, dude is amazing from that standpoint.
Well, I got to give it to this guy. Go ahead, Chris.
You can always improve your shooting if you go out there and shoot 1,000.
But that's what Ruben was saying. Shoot 1,000 jumpers a day. So.
He's worked on his game. You got to give him credit for that.
And that's what a lot of the great players don't like playing with him because he makes you practice. He makes you practice hard.
Yeah, man.
You come there and shoot because that's how he does. Yeah, Kobe Bryant. It's the same
Kobe.
Type of thing as Kobe.
Yeah, Kobe was the same way.
The only difference with LeBron is he's not flashy. He just gets it done where these other guys were flashy and the younger people think. I think of Michael Jordan, but I never seen Michael Jordan do what this guy's doing. I mean, this guy comes inside and can go to the hole. He can shoot from the outside.
He's bigger than Jordan, too,
though. Right. And he's a much bigger guy. So to me, if you don't, it's to separate him. I think this in my lifetime watching Jordan, all these guys, to me, he's the best guy that I've seen play.
But George, real quick,
Jordan couldn't go to the hole until he got much stronger, man.
Well, after he couldn't go to the hole because who was going to the hole against? Let's not separate the competition.
Right, but when he got,
but no, but I'll be honest,
he got much stronger.
Time out. Jalen just called it. No, timeout.
Yeah, you got to think. Detroit it's, wasn't
he's
easy
gonna
on anybody.
Look inflated. Right. I mean, he's going against – there's no other LeBron.
It's the JV. You I keep saying.
But
I
they're not letting you clothesline guys either no more the way they used to. Remember, the you no. go to the hole, you paid the price.
No,
you
got, but what you I'm saying, no, but even though. No, but
Draymond is doing that.
Right.
No, but – wait. Give Ruben the mic for a quick second. Ruben, get over here right quick. Because this is interesting. Because everybody says to me, oh, man, I don't like Draymond Green. I don't like Draymond. Let me tell you something. Draymond Green is a throwback.
That's it.
He's a throwback.
He's a throwback,
he can fit with
man.
The
he
Pistons.
Don't care.
He can play for the Pistons.
You don't want to play against him, but you want him on your team.
Right. And even your teammates don't like you. Right. That's a cool thing.
Yeah.
Right.
To me, it's like if your teammates are like, I don't want to play against that guy.
All that little stuff you're not worrying about, he's doing.
Yeah.
And right. I used to guard him.
You know who Cleveland got?
Cleveland
better put Perk on
Draymond is the first two people.
They better
I'm
get
picking.
Perk back on there then.
Who?
Right, but Draymond is, the warrior enforcer, man.
He's the enforcer. He's the enforcer.
You have to have an enforcer because you have, I mean, Steph Curry ain't but that big. Klay Thompson ain't but that big. Kevin Durant is.
I'm saying big.
I mean physical.
Oh, you got the master.
You know, physical. So you got to have an enforcer. All great players have enforcers, man.
Yeah,
all
they
have
Oakley.
And speaking of enforcers, over a quick note on the NFL side, Harry Edwards had an excellent article. He was interviewed by our guy, Jared Bell, interviewed him in USA Today this week. And he said it's got to happen because – how are you allowing the league to tell players that they can't kneel and stuff during peacefully? And they're talking about social justice, and now the league is trying to tell these players they got to be in the locker room.
Give Gregory that. Give Gregory that right quick.
That's almost against
Gregory
the law, man.
Not Gregory.
Yeah, we got
it is against the law, George.
Kevin. That's why I bring in experts, Kevin.
Yeah, he's a lawyer.
I got a lawyer here, bro, for a reason. Constitutional law, homie.
Yeah.
Help me out, man. I'm an employee.
Yeah.
You cannot do this because I'm paying you. I don't care.
Yeah.
You're not going to do it because I'm paying you. And you better not do it.
Employers do have a right to establish the rules in the workplace.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
That's first and foremost. But, I mean, at the same time, the players can protest, obviously, at their own peril.
At their own peril,
at the peril of their own dollars, you know.
Okay.
I personally think if they collectively do it, they are more powerful than, you know, individually protesting.
Exactly.
You know?
But they're not going to do it,
I think people are seeing it in a singular sense. Like, oh, if so-and-so takes a knee, right, he is going to get fined, right?
Right.
You got a whole bench doing it from multiple teams. I mean, yo, we solved this problem in game one. In week one.
Well, Kevin, hold on.
Harry
Edwards also mentioned it's the slave mentality all over again.
I told you
where
that.
They just single out like right. Eric Reed, right. who should be
right.
playing.
Right.
He's being blackballed. He's Colin Kaepernick.
Colin
Kaepernick was first, but Eric Reed should have been. And then his brother, who played college ball, he didn't even get drafted.
Right.
Now, how can you?
And
how
that
can
has
you,
a, that,
you, know,
you do that enough, then it has everybody scared. Like, all right, you know, here I am providing for
a
my
top
family,
player,
and now I can't.
Yeah.
You know,
you're not even an average player. You're one of the top players league,
I mean,
and you're not getting a job.
We
you're not being
know
re-signed.
That. We know that. I mean, the collusion is already there. We know that. My whole thing is, why is nobody speaking about the Supreme Court decision in 1943 that says that you don't have to do that? And
well, Kevin, I'm going to tell you why, because I went to another lawyer. Another lawyer told me because that decision is with a school, and it's not with an individual, it's not with a corporation. That's the difference. I'm going to tell you what Mr. Brendan the crew told me when it came out last week, because I said, he said, yeah, you're right, Nate, but that is a school who's getting public dollars.
Yeah, you make
tax
a good
dollars.
Point.
You
make a
said
good point
that.
There, Nate. You do make a good point right. there too, because the federal government
I'm telling
can
you, Kevin.
Regulate with respect to the way they allocate their
because I'm giving
dollars.
You money,
so they can't actually regulate the school itself, but right. they can regulate the dollars they spend, and they can then say, "All right, if you want to get these dollars, this is what you have to do for it." You know?
Right, right,
and that's what the Mr. Brennan sees. That was the difference. He said, "Yeah, because the federal government is telling that school, mm-hmm. yo, man, you can't deny them their First Amendment."
Right.
Right. Okay, you cannot do that and expect me to give you some money. So, Kevin, I got what you're saying, but there is a little tweak and a little difference in my player, yeah, and that's what they got to right deal with.
Now, you got a team like the Buffalo Bills. Now, the Buffalo Bills get
lawyers.
The Bills
your lawyers should challenge that as well.
But yeah.
And say that you are creating a hostile workplace. I understand what the lawyer just said, but if you are the NFLPA, you're not doing your job.
Well, not right, I agree with that. No, I agree with you on that.
What about teams like Buffalo that gets $28 million from the state of New York to operate each year?
There you go.
They get $28 million.
That's what I'm saying.
From the state
of New
York.
Lawyer.
I mean, yeah, that we got to see how this is going to play
out. Okay, there you go, lawyer. There you go.
We do. We have to see how this is going to play out. I don't believe that this is going to be something that will stand for a long time. But then again, it's the NFL, and nothing surprises me.
Yeah, because the players going to have to stand up.
The big name guys going to have to stand up. Right, and the league just might smite the players down, like, you know, and the players might just say, you know, forget it. I mean, I've seen that
time
and time again.
Because for them, they're going to say, is it worth it?
Right. I mean, collectively, it is.
No, listen, collectively. I'm just pointing out both sides of the story.
Right.
That's our job to do that. So I'm saying to you, I agree with you wholeheartedly. That's worth it. But at the end of the day, this is what I'm trying to explain to some folks who look at us and say, oh, all you guys just do is shut up and do sports. I'm like, we can't just shut up and do sports.
No.
Because this is part of our society.
Right.
That's right.
When injustices occur, if we as men don't speak out and say, hey, that's wrong, we're not doing our job as being a part of a society, which I think is great. And we got issues,
and then
we got to say something.
And then you get people like the Pegulas come out, Kim Pegula come out, saying nothing about, oh, I'm going to talk to the players. Well, hell, you talked to the players last year. You know how the players feel. Well, you ain't saying nothing. But the big bombshell she said is we ain't got no money to build a stadium. And what we've been telling, what me and Pat Freeman been telling you about the private stadium from 2011, they're going to move this team to Toronto, y'all. That's what she's saying. They're going to opt out in 2020. We're going to opt out, and we move into Toronto and
Chris,
say goodbye to the Buffalo Bills.
Hey, Chris, man, you know how we love to have you. You got to come up again next Sunday. You and the family, my brother. You can't quit us. We can't quit you. Thank you for your report, man.
Real quick, Justin Reed is Eric's brother. The Texans drafted him.
Who drafted the Texans? Him?
Justin Reed, the Texans drafted Justin Reed, Eric's brother.
There you go.
So he did get drafted eventually.
I love it.
But he didn't get drafted where he should have been drafted, which would have been early in the draft.
Okay, but I love the fact that he got drafted.